Yannick Nezet-Séguin, welcome. And this is a very exciting start. You have your first two appointments of the two new orchestra members. Could you talk about them?
This is very important for a music director when, you know, we start to have new appointments, because that sets also the tone of what we want to keep as a conductor, to keep with the sound of the orchestra and the legacy and the history, but to carry on to the future. There are good chances that I will be long gone from the Philadelphia Orchestra, and these people who were just appointed will still be in the orchestra. So Savalich, for example, had, I think, something like 40 people that he appointed during his tenure. And so that's why this is a very big event. And I have to say that there were so many auditions, meaning that so many people, applicants for these positions, because many people want to play in our gem of an orchestra. And we can safely say that these two talents, Ying Fu on the violin and Anthony Prisk on the trumpet, showed not only that they were among the best in the world, because they really won over several hundred candidates, but also that they have something which I feel is really attuned to the Philadelphia Orchestra sound, the nobility and yet the generosity of this sound, which is so important, and this is why they've been chosen.
Is there anything you look for besides the musicianship when you are finding someone for the orchestra?
No, the musicianship is the only value, but it's quite a broad one, and it's a question of culture, of taste, of obviously quality. But if you have 300 applicants, what distinguishes one above the other is very little things, but that tell a lot about the person. For example, you know, this is all auditions, as many people know, are held behind a screen, so we don't know, we don't see who is playing, and that makes the process very, very fair. At the same time, when it's what we call the super final, which is the when there's only very few candidates at the end, then as a rule, the screen goes down and we can interact with the player. And one of the qualities for me that's very important is the flexibility, because sometimes you have people who play so well in audition, and then when you start in the day-to-day work of an orchestra, they have to be flexible and react to what the group is doing, what they hear, and also with what the conductor is asking. So we made a point every time of me asking one thing different from one to the other. Could you play this a bit faster, or could you do the accent differently? And so to see if there is a reaction. So that flexibility is a quality which is really valued in our orchestra.
Why don't we talk about this program? Why are you starting your two-year cycle of Beethoven symphonies with his ninth?
There is something about this symphony which is beyond the limits of our art. This is a message that Beethoven, especially the last movement, obviously, but how it fits with the rest of the symphony is also so interesting, that Beethoven took the text of Schiller and put that into music for something which gives hope to humanity. It looks towards the future. It looks without reservation about a better world, and it believes that collectively we can make our world better. So as a season opener, I think it's always very, not only fitting, but it's also, it could become like a ritual in a way to remember why we are here as an orchestra and why we constantly try to make our world better by playing music. And at this moment in my tenure with the orchestra, where of course the challenges of the past are really definitely in the past, and still we are working our way towards the future, we have many, many things to achieve yet to for our connection to the community, but we know, we feel that Philadelphia is embracing us, and that message of brotherhood that the Ode to Joy is giving came to me as a, I don't know, there was never any question that I wanted to start the cycle with it. Now, of course, we could say that it's a combination of a cycle, but I don't see it necessarily as this way. I think each of the nine symphonies of Beethoven has its own treasure and has its own place in this unmatched torso. So we kick off the festivities with it, and it has the advantage of having the chorus and having great soloists, and has the advantage of being, you know, it's important to mention it, like you said, my first symphony of the cycle, but I'm the first Beethoven I'm conducting with the orchestra. And this is something very special.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.